You're listening to The Bill Good Show on CKNW News Talk 980.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that's some good cheesy Christmas music. Whatever happened to the Christmas bonus? Have you ever got a Christmas bonus ever in your life? You ever had your boss say, come on to the office and slap you on the back and say, you did a great job this year, and here's a little something special for you and your family, a nice check. Maybe in a Christmas turkey. Remember employers used to give away a Christmas turkey at Christmas time? Heck, how about a Christmas party? Ever since the economic decline of 2008, a lot of companies just outright canceled Christmas parties, and a lot of those Christmas parties never came back. Let's talk to Christian Codrington about that, senior manager at BC Human Rights Management Association. Hi.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Did you get a bonus this year?
Pardon me?
Did you get a Christmas bonus this year?
I work for a not-for-profit association, so no. We had a wonderful lunch last week, though.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Do many people get a Christmas bonus this year, or is this becoming kind of like going the way of the dodo bird?
Well, I think that many companies are finding a way to reinforce behavior through any sort of performance bonus, whether it's Christmas or throughout the year. It really depends on whether the company's making their targets or not. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of companies have done, well, they started doing really bad when the recession hit. We're in a very slow recovery. I suspect a lot of people just saw those bonuses go away if they ever got one to begin with.
Well, and I think, again, that makes sense for the company at the time. And right. If the company's not making its goals, then the bonus is something on top of the pay. That comes when the company makes those goals. We are starting to see companies starting to bring those back as they start meeting their targets. So,
right.
Yeah, it's slow, but it's coming for some.
How about a Christmas party? I got a feeling a lot of offices and employers canceled Christmas parties back when the recession hit. And I know some companies have brought parties back, maybe a smaller party than what they had in the past, but what's your experience there?
Well, I think the party, I think, is a piece of a larger puzzle, and it's just trying to find a way to continuously communicate, you know, sort of reinforce and thank your staff. And whether that's a party or something a little more formal throughout the year, I think many companies are realizing that the party, for example, it's a hard thing to measure the effects, and simply cutting it to save costs may have longer-term consequences around staff morale and sort of connection to the workplace.
Well, that's what I want to get into a little bit with you, Christian, because it occurred to me that a lot of employers may have canceled a Christmas party a few years ago. Maybe that party never came back. Maybe it was a smaller, kind of cheaper version of the party than before. I mean, do you think this is, I mean, obviously employers have got to watch their bottom line. These are tough times. But do you think when you do stuff like that, maybe cut a bonus, cut a Christmas party, it has an impact on your staff? I mean, how important is this kind of stuff for morale?
It certainly is hard to measure. But, you know, I think of one particular firm I'm familiar with who spent lavishly on their staff party years ago. And simply put, they had to cut. It was just an extraordinary expense. And they put it to a vote to their staff. And it was continue the party at this cost, or can we save money and give you all gift cards at quite a bit less. And staff voted for the gift cards. Mm. And it was kind of interesting. So you stop the lavish party, and then you go up to the office administrator and pick up your gift card, put a check mark beside your name. The next year, the feedback was pretty sort of loud. We missed the party. It's an opportunity for us to get dressed up, have a good time, for our spouses to meet some of our coworkers. The gift certificate just didn't cut it in that way. Now, were people quitting? No. But it certainly did allow people to get more sort of sense of community to their workplace.
Okay, interesting. And did the party return?
The party has not returned, no.
Hmm. How important is a Christmas party, do you think? I think for a lot of places. I mean, I remember working at places in the past years where people really looked forward to that annual Christmas party, and it was a good bonding experience for everybody who worked together.
Well, I think you've sort of hit on a couple of things. That sense of ceremony and tradition are really important. And whether or not it's a party or something to look forward to, allow employees to get a sense of who they are outside of work. Because keep in mind, work is a little community, a mini community. Right. And when you can find ways to get to know each other and connect around the workplace, things like doing work become a little bit easier.
Right. And how about this all gets down to recognition. I suppose. I mean, I guess a Christmas party is a way for employees to get together and bond together and enjoy their own company. But it's also an expression from an employer or management that we appreciate your efforts, and this is kind of a thank you to you. I mean, how important is it to recognize your employees?
You know, I think you've hit probably the nail on the head there when it comes to just sort of formalized recognition. There's a variety of ways to do that throughout a year. And you know, the more formal things can include, say, a performance review. The more informal pieces could be something like some staff celebration or a Christmas party. And these parties can often be a way for the employer to simply communicate, reinforce, and reward, if you will, and let people know, you know, how the company's doing, the role that the employee plays in helping the company get to its goals, and again, recognizing them for their efforts. So great opportunity that shouldn't be overlooked.
Yeah, because I mean, how important is that to the operation of any enterprise or company, you know, that you have employees you know that are appreciated, or if they do good work, they get some positive feedback, they get some recognition. I mean, obviously, that's going to help the product, perhaps the productivity of that company. It's going to help the company's performance.
I think that one person asked me a little while ago, boy, the workplaces are changed. I remember when I used to simply come to work, get paid, and go home. Well, I think the workplace has become a little more complex. And the staff recognition, the parties, again, the performance review, all these sort of ways to communicate, recognize, and reinforce behaviors help employees stay connected, and then in turn increase productivity, lower turnover, and if you will, help employees stay, the term that we use a lot is engaged in the workplace.
All right, Christian, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break at that point, come back with more with Christian Codrington. Now, here's what I want to do. Let's get some phone calls going here because I'd love to hear from you. Phone me up and tell me, does your company have a Christmas party every year? How important is it for you to get together at an office party with your coworkers every year? Maybe you've had a situation where you work in a job where your party was canceled. Maybe it's been scaled back. Phone me up and tell me what you think about that. A Christmas bonus. Does anyone out there get a Christmas bonus these days? Or is that just completely extinct? Phone me up and tell me about that and tell me how important it is to you. 604-280-9898 is the number to call. Toll free. 1-877-399-9898, *9898 on your cell. Your call is coming up. All right, welcome back. Talking about Christmas parties, Christmas bonuses with Christian Codrington, BC Human Resources Management Association. 604-280-9898. Toll free. 1-877-399-9898, *9898 on your cell. Did you ever see that movie, Christian, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Yeah, it's an annual tradition in my house.
Clark Griswold. Remember, he was going to take his Christmas bonus and buy a swimming pool. But did you remember what his bonus was?
No, I can't remember.
A subscription to the Jelly of the Month Club.
Right, right. Yeah. That's right. Thank you.
It didn't work out for him. 604-280-9898. Let's go to John in the open line. Hi, John.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, a couple things. One is I've never actually had the bonus or Christmas party ever stopped, and I don't know anybody who actually has. So I'm not exactly sure where all this doom and gloom is coming from. And secondly,
I know some parties that have been canceled.
Okay, but I just don't see it. It's not widespread across the board. I don't feel that. And secondly, if you work, you know, if you work in the private sector and you work hard and you produce your numbers, the company should and always does have, you know, a bonus or some sort of a recognition, you know, at the end of it for. So it really comes down to you work hard, you get rewarded for it, not just showing up and assuming that you're going to get that.
Right. And how important is that to you and your coworkers, do you think?
Oh, it's very important. I have coworkers across the province, so we always get together, and it's great to get everybody under one roof. So that's what's a big part of it.
Okay, Christian, you know, on that point, like he was saying, look, the bonus should reflect your effort, you know, and the good job that you've done. You don't want to get in a situation where people just expect it's just part of their normal compensation.
Well, it, you've hit the nail on the head there. Again, the bonus is a bonus on top of one's sort of pay. And You know, I'm a firm believer, and you'll find a lot of structure around bonus plans where they're tied to company results. So one, the company needs to make a certain target to start with. And then the employees, per se, then get paid based on their efforts or their goals towards achieving those targets. So,
right. So you've got to have, I mean, there's got to be some sort of measurable or something. Is, hey, you've done a good job. You got a bonus. You know, the party's part of it. Yeah, I guess it gets down to basic psychology, right? And you're trying to motivate people.
Well, and the most important piece around these types of bonuses is that they can't be seen to be arbitrary. People need to know the goals going in and how to get them.
Let's go to Jeff on the open line. Hi, Jeff.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Yeah, same to you.
Hey, I've always worked in trades. I've never been in an office or any environment kind of like that. But I couldn't care less about a Christmas party. The only way you can show that you appreciate my work is to put more zeros on my paycheck. So, I mean, lots of the places that I've worked with, you get performance incentives and bonuses, and usually we get a little bonus at Christmas time.
Okay, but you would prefer a raise.
Oh, hey, if the only way you can show that you appreciate my work in what I do is... if you got money to spend on a Christmas party, you got money to put more numbers on my paycheck.
Christian,
your caller brings up a great point. Recognition is different for everybody. And, you know, we talked about bonuses as well as parties and part of a larger strategic recognition process. So not everybody wants to go get dressed up and go dancing. Many people would prefer to have a little extra coin in their pocket to pay off some Christmas bills. So it's really important that any recognition program fit the employee base.
Okay, do you think some managers or some employers just forget this stuff and they're not doing it well?
Yeah, I think so. And it's easy to take this stuff for granted. And that's why we need to be really cognizant of the people in the workplace and sort of the human resources, we'll call it the plan, around how to strategically hire, fire, engage, keep them motivated throughout the year, plan for their replacement. It's part of a larger process in planning around your people.
Right, and especially keeping good people. I mean, in a tight labor market, too. I mean, to keep the good people on your staff and not lose them, that's an important bottom line for any company.
And I think it's also important to keep the people that fit your culture, whether or not they're the... Well, one person might be good in one environment and not so good in another environment. So all of that really anchors the importance of a good people plan.
Christian, thanks for coming on the show today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
I appreciate it a lot. That is Christian Codrington. He's at the BC Human Resources Management Association. All right, we've had a...